Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Radio Show. This is your news for today, Tuesday, March 17th, 2015. So you have bad credit, and you have a bad credit score, and you hear that the only way to achieve success in raising your score is to get a credit card. So you apply for one, you're rejected, you apply for another, you're rejected, and you keep on applying, thinking, I'm going to find somebody that's going to help me. Problem is, what you're doing is hurting yourself. Because each time a credit report is pulled, each time you apply for credit cards, you have a 3 to 5 point hit in your credit scores each time you apply for a card. The best example I can give is at Christmas time, when you apply for store cards and you have multiple hits because you're trying to get that 20 to 30% discount. I've seen people lose 60 to 80 points at this, doing it this way. The best option is going to your bank and getting a secured card. Looking for a secured credit card online is a great option. One of the caveats is that these cards must be reported to the bureaus. Not one, should be at least two or three of the bureaus. That should be one of the options. Once you get the credit card, your secured card, make sure you pay for it in full in advance, 10 days prior to the billing date. And it will most benefit your score this way. One of two debt collection agencies in the Western New York area being sued by the state attorney general and the FTC for allegedly using abusive tactics is trying to get a judge to allow them to restart operations. Both Vantage Point Services in Amherst and Four Star Resolution in Buffalo target consumers nationwide and have allegedly been using false threats, such as telling debtors they will be arrested if they don't pay their bills, and also abusive language. Court papers were filed Friday for Four Star Resolution, asking a judge to remove a temporary restraining order preventing the company from doing business. The debt collection agency's attorney said the FTC never notified the business of its concerns and that, quote, we also strongly believe that our clients have not been treated fairly and have not been treated the same as other debt collectors against whom the very same allegations have been made. 35% of adults have a debt in collections report in their credit files, an Urban Institute study shows. The study conducted with Encore Capital Group's Consumer Credit Research Institute found these 77 million Americans owned an average of $5,200 in September 2013. Nevada, hit hard by the housing crisis, tops the list of states. 47% of people with a credit file have reported debt in collections. The state also has the highest average collections debt, $7,198. 12 other states, 11 in the South, and the District of Columbia, top 40%. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and West Virginia. On the low end, the Midwest, Minnesota, North Dakota, in South Dakota have about 20% of residents with reported debt in collections. Now, debt in collections involves a non-mortgage bill, such as a credit card balance, child support obligation, medical or utility bill, parking ticket, or membership fee that has been reported so far past due that the account has been closed and placed for collections, often with a third-party debt collection agency. This debt can remain in a person's credit file for 7 years. Some consumers become aware of the collections debt only when they review their credit report. On March 12, 2015, the FTC and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the two agencies in charge of the federal government's consumer protection mission, reauthorized their Memorandum of Understanding for 3 more years. The FTC and the CFPB originally entered into the Memorandum of Understanding in 2012 for a term of 3 years. The agencies made no substantive changes to the Memorandum of Understanding in its reauthorization, and the FTC vote to reauthorize was 5-0. The reauthorization serves as a bellwether for a progressive CFPB agenda, including increased enforcement actions in all industry segments that provide a consumer financial service or product, and active rulemaking that may reach well beyond the traditional notion of financial entities, and intense examinations or audit. We all know that a perfect credit score, 850, is golden. But what about something that's close to that? Is an 800 good enough? 760? 780? Is perfection worth it? When it comes to your credit score, attaining the top number may not bring as big a return as you might think. Now, John Alzheimer, the president of consumer education at Credit Sesame, says this: if you have scores above 760 across all three credit reporting agencies, meaning Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, then they already are the best credit score tier for all lending products, so there is no incremental value for having a higher score. There you have it. 760 or above is what your goal should be. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.